Case number 10,375, John Aronowitz, south of Route 54, south of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 22 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Cheryl Fossey, 1001 Stillwood Circle, Willits, Pennsylvania.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here on behalf of John Aronowitz, who couldn't be here tonight, to ask for a variance to the side yard and the rear yard of setbacks. And this request is typical to other existing homes that are in the neighborhood and not out of character with the other homes in the neighborhood.
Is the lot vacant now?
Yes, it is.
Building that was there?
I beg your pardon?
Did the applicant own the previous structure that was there?
No, it wasn't. There was no structure there.
Bought it?
Yes.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor, excuse me, of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10375, as we have granted many like variances in that Cape Windsor development. It's kind of hard to upgrade on a 50-foot lot without getting a variance. I don't think it altered the central character of the neighborhood. The homeowners association was in favor. It would be harmonious with the neighborhood.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,375.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case is approved, ma'am.
Case number 10,376.